What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. Now, as y'all can see by the title of this video and this lady transformer that is on the screen, she goes by Megan Fox. I'm sure a lot of y'all know who she is, as, you know, I guess she was very famous, or at least got really famous from doing the movie The Transformers. Now, she played alongside Shia LaBeouf as well, right? Now, for the last couple of days, I've been wanting to get to this video, so I thought today would be a good time to just go ahead and drop it. I won't make this video too long, you know, because I don't have, like, a bunch of clips and stuff to go with this. But there's something I want to talk about. And I'm sure a lot of y'all seeing this picture already know where I'm about to go with this. Now, there's something I was completely unaware of with Megan Fox, right? I think we all know she dates, or she's, like, been engaged on and off to MGK, whatever his name is, right? MGK. I think it's safe to say that he became a little bit more weird when he got with her. But this video isn't too much about him. It's about her and her transforming her kids. And this was something I was completely unaware of. I didn't even know she had three little boys. When I got put onto this and I just happened to go back, you know, search up some articles and some pictures of the things that she has talked about and the things that she supports as far as gender identity and the little ones, especially her little ones, I was blown away, but I was not surprised at all. I recognize that she is supporting, you know, the Baphomet. She's supporting the agenda, the transformation agenda, you know. Y'all know I bring up that video all the time. It's so relevant to the day. Like, Pastor Darby was way ahead of his time. The Baphomet, the God of transformation. And that's exactly what she represents. Even just looking at her in this picture right now, she looks super dark in this picture. And I'm not talking about because she has, like, this black paint running all down her body. Her hair is jet black, eyes, makeup black. She just looks dark. She looks very dark. And I want to read y'all this article and show y'all how disgusting and how crazy this is, that she actually supported her own little ones into becoming something they were not born to be, into transforming her own kids and steadily pushing this agenda of transformation, y'all. Nothing but Baphomet energy, you know, worshiping the Baphomet and being used by these demons to push this agenda. But look, I want to get into this article real quick, all right? All right, y'all. So real quick in this article, right? This was something I actually forgot about, but I think I briefly talked about it in a video a long time ago when it came out that Megan Fox and MGK would ritualistically drink each other's blood. Now, I didn't have plans on mentioning this in this video, but this was a part of the article where it talks about her and her three sons. So in the article, it states that Megan Fox wanted to clear up what people think about her and her fiance, Machine Gun Kelly, drinking each other's blood. I guess to drink each other's blood might mislead people, or people are imagining us with goblets and we're like Game of Thrones, drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. This is why I said, like, Machine Gun Kelly damn near became an entirely different person when he got with her. He started consuming her blood, and this, you know, I don't even know what to say to that. She tells you straight up, saying that it's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. You have to ask yourself, what purposes are you drinking another person's blood for? You know, what ritual purposes are you drinking someone's blood for? We're talking about another person. Don't matter that y'all engaged, you know, whatever. and you decide to consume this person's blood, this person's DNA in a sense, there could only be one purpose for it. I don't know. Maybe they're, you know, in a ritual sense, they're like bonding their souls together. You know, maybe this is a part of some deal of them being together. I don't know. I'm not sure. To me, they both look like two Transformers. She says she's into astrology, metaphysical practices, meditations, as well as new and full moon practices. So she clearly practices and does rituals, you know, around full moons, so on and so on, when a lot of witches, you know, do their rituals when, you know, I guess you can say there is thinner space between the spirit and the physical world when there is a full moon at certain times of the night throughout the witching hour. You know, they make it, you know, their priority to know this kind of information. She said when Megan Fox and Kelly do a blood ritual, it's a passage, or it is used for a reason. And it's controlled, where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul. And that's kind of like what I was thinking. I don't know, maybe there's some kind of ritual that they know about where, you know, they're able to bond each other's soul together, or more ways for them to be one by consuming each other's blood. And who knows what other kind of rituals they do in order to, you know, please the gods that they worship. Then it goes on to say that they're friends with another engaged couple, which was Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker at the time, talking about they go out together, but these days they don't have much time to go out because between the two, they have quite a lot of children. Now, this is where the article briefly gets into it about Megan Fox's three little boys. Fox got emotional during the interview talking about her three sons and how she talked to them about gender identity, given that her oldest, Noah, started wearing dresses when he was just 2 years old. The craziest part about this is that they casually say the son started wearing dresses at 2 years old, as if, you know, two-year-olds just wake up one day and want to wear a dress. I've never seen that in my life. I have six nieces and nephews. I was around all of them when they were basically toddlers, infants. You know, two of them are boys, four are girls. But still, the two boys, not one time did they want to put on a dress. The girls, not one time, you know, did they want to or think they were like expressing themselves as a boy. So this doesn't make sense that they could casually say, oh yeah, my son started wearing dresses when he was two, as if he has his own mind, as if he knows what expression is, as if he knows what gender identity is. So this tells me that from the very beginning, Megan Fox was transforming her kids because she herself is a transformer. Just like this little clip I have, we can go ahead and watch of her talking about it. That big thing in the middle of her neck lets me know she is a transformer as well.
Rumor you've ever heard about yourself.
One of the ones that's very persistent is that I'm like satanic, or do satanic rituals, or maybe adjacent to Illuminati. I don't know why it started. There was just like that one time that I said I drink blood ritualistically. Everything is a matter of like what you're accustomed to, mm-hmm. or what is currently like socially acceptable or normal. And back in like the 50s, even, how many times did you see, like, probably never, but like on Leave It to Beaver, or like movies from back then, or even the 80s, oh my God. How many times did you see like little boys would go out with like their little pop guns and they would cut their fingers and like be blood brothers, right? And they're like, we're best friends forever now. And they would like smush the blood together on their fingers. That's not satanic, right? That's normal. And that's cute. That's sweet. That's like an innocent, like,
little bond.
Yeah, it's a little bond between kids who love each other. They have a pure friendship. It's like that. Except instead of rubbing your fingers together, the drop of blood goes in your mouth.
And she is just literally bowing to the Baphomet, and she has transformed her kids. And this is crazy. Reminds me of Boosie when he was going off. Y'all remember Lil Boosie when he was going off on Dwayne Wade? Because Dwayne Wade was about to allow his like 12-year-old son. This was like 4 or 5 years ago. He was about to allow his 12-year-old son to have a sex change.
I gotta say something about this shit, bro. Dwayne Wade, you gone too fucking far, dog. That is a male. A 12-year-old. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have shit figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his dick be gone. How you gonna... Like, bro, you going too far, dog. Don't cut his dick off, bro. Like, bro, for real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. But don't cut his dick off, bro. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He 12 years old. He's not up there yet. He hasn't made his final decisions yet. Don't cut his fucking dick off, Dwayne Wade, bro. You fucking tripping, dog. You tripping, dog. You tripping, dog.
This is the wildest shit at the time that we were, you know, talking about. Then Fox goes on to say she bought a bunch of books that sort of address these things and addressed a full spectrum of what this is. This. Some of the books are written by transgender children. So she's reading books that are written by transgender children to coach up her then 2-year-old son. That he's now 10 years old. And, you know, we could pull up a picture. He has long hair. He wears girl clothes. Look how young he is, y'all. Goes on to say that some of the books are just about how you can be a boy and wear a dress. You can express yourself through your clothing however you want. And that doesn't even have to have anything to do with your sexuality. And she goes on to say, so from the time that they were very young, I've incorporated those things into their daily lives. So nobody feels like they're weird or strange. But who does that? What normal parent feels like, hey, my child is 3 years old, I better start teaching them how to be a female even though they're male. Hey, my child is 2, 3, 4 years old, I better tell them they can wear a dress if they want to wear a dress. You're molding them to be something that they never had a choice to be. At that young, toddlers, little ones, they don't have a choice. You know, it's like you are the choice as a parent. They just do whatever you do. Whatever you want them to do, that's what they're going to do. And she chose to teach her 2-year-old and allow him to wear dresses and turn him into a girl when, you know, all you have to do is just slightly encourage that and they will do it because they don't know any better at that age. They don't know no better. They don't have an identity, you know, as into what they want. And this is what she chose to mold into her 3 little boys, basically. And when I really started reading this stuff and, you know, I remembered the thing about her and drinking, you know, Machine Gun Kelly's blood and all that stuff. This woman is sick. Whatever she is, this Transformer, she is sick. She is in the deepest, darkest depths of, you know, Satanism, worshiping the Baphomet. Maybe even some little one sacrifice to the god Moloch as well, because I don't even believe in that, you know, miscarriage that she says she has. And then that eerie little title, Nothing Is Ever Gone, Welcome Back, saying that, you know, she would do anything to have her miscarried baby soul. Like, bro, these people are wicked, man. And now, look, this is something that I thought was interesting as well, right? In a book that Megan Fox wrote, she was writing about her miscarriage. Now, this miscarriage was also with, you know, her current fiancé, MGK, the rapper slash, you know, rock star, I guess, if you want to call him that. It says in the book, Fox writes about an ultrasound of a baby girl at 10 weeks and a day, sharing Maybe if you hadn't, maybe if I had. Elsewhere, she writes, I want to hold your hand, hear your laugh, and later, but now I have to say goodbye. Another line is about imagining holding the baby as they rip you from my insides. I will pay any price. Tell me, please, what is the ransom for her soul? Now, something I instantly, you know, I start to think about is them sacrificing these little ones to Moloch. Y'all already know how it goes in the industry. And they just, they give off, you know, they give off a very eerie vibe looking at them too. Souls are out of there. Souls are gone. And now that, you know, Megan Fox, now that I know Megan Fox basically turned her little boys, you know, she transformed them from an early age, you know, and looking at Megan Fox's neck right here, I'm pretty sure she's a transformer herself and she's just following suit. I don't even think she's a real woman. I think she's a man. Look at that neck. Look at that Adam's apple. You can't hide that. I see that poke right there. That's something that never changes with these transformers. Look at that neck. And looking into this just made me, it just made me think about the bigger picture and where this world is going. It made me think about the bigger picture. And the caption is even eerie on this picture on IG. It says, nothing is ever really lost. Welcome back. Nothing is ever really lost. Welcome back. Very, very eerie and wicked right here. I'm most shocked at her transforming her child from 2 years old and then actually telling us that the toddler chose to wear dresses at 2 years old. That's, he came out the womb and that's what he wanted to do. Okay, cool. They're going to believe that. But y'all can see that this stuff never stops and they're going to continue pushing this demonic energy over the world, into your homes, into your kids, into these teenagers, until they pierce the veil, until they pierce what holds the physical separate from the spiritual. That's all that this is about, basically. You know, it's like Baphomet worship. They're doing everything to create that energy, everything to welcome in darkness, everything to pierce a hole through the veil, y'all. When God said, let there be light, and he put a barrier from the physical to the spiritual world, and he, you know, basically pushed that darkness back, they are constantly trying to break through to that darkness and bring in those demons. Bring in that demonic energy. And I just think that's the ultimate end game to all of this stuff that, you know, we expose on this channel. Is, you know, it's to just flip nature. You know, turn everything that's good, that's decent, that's holy, that's, you know, joyful into evil, into darkness. Bring darkness upon this world. Create a world, you know, where there's no good, where there's no God, where there's no Jesus, where, you know, everything about Jesus is pushed out. You know what I'm saying? Completely flipping, you know, what's natural, what's, you know, what nature intended for things to be, you know, especially humans, a man and a woman, you know. That's the ultimate goal, man. That's the ultimate goal. So, you know, I think I'll keep this video short. We'll stop it right here. I had to do a video about this. As y'all know, man, I make this something that I'm very passionate about when we're talking about innocent, you know, little ones in this world, man. No matter how young they are, They are being attacked on all levels, and I feel terrible for some of these souls that have to grow up with people who have already bowed to darkness, and they choose to raise their kids in it as well. But I mean, we already know that's how it goes anyway. A lot of these people aren't actually human. We're not actually looking at real humans all the time, and that's one thing we got to know. And maybe we'll get a video going on that topic as well, because not everybody is like me and you. People may bleed like me and you, but they're not actually us. They're not humans, you know. So we'll get into that in another video as well. Yeah, man, with that being said, y'all let me know what y'all think about this video in the comments. Hope y'all having, you know, a good start to the weekend. So with that being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out.